Connor Bope joins us in the studio. How are you doing, Connor?
I'm not so bad now. I actually remember WKRP in Cincinnati. I was a very small child when it was on, but it was like, seems so exotic. American radio stations. Yes. And it was also William Shatner does a great version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Somebody else says he does Pulp's Common People, which
he
I've
does
heard.
That as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. He has a number of albums of spoken
word. You see, I was stuck
word.
In traffic on the way here. I literally just arrived about 30 seconds ago, so I got to listen to that entire delightful segment about the banana sandwich.
Have you any odd things that you
when
put
I was
together?
A kid, I used to love, and I haven't had it since I was a kid. So I put Easy Singles and peanut butter. Crunchy right. peanut butter and Easy Singles. Not toast, none of that fancy
but
toast
peanut
business.
Peanut butter is salty. So
yes,
that, that's
yeah,
salty.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that, that's and not I was too never bad. Into the whole sweet and salty thing, like jam and peanut butter and stuff. That was yeah. never really my thing.
As a treat on a Sunday afternoon, I used to get a bag of crisps and cut up a pear. And put them in a bowl together. That was my treat.
It's like something from Angela's Ashes, really, isn't it? A bag of crisps and a pear. And did you get an orange off Santa Claus, Ray?
No. A piece of coal. That's what I got. All right. Pricewatch at rte.ie. Right, you're settled in now and you're relaxed. So Bank of Ireland have increased the current account fees from €5 per quarter to €6 per month. And one of our listeners asks, how is that fair? I'm sick to death of being ripped off.
Yeah, this was a very short mail that I got, but I thought it was actually it came via Twitter, but I thought we might as well highlight it because it's what a lot of people are talking about. And I think we're going to see a whole raft of changes to bank charges coming down the tracks in the days and weeks ahead. And when you think about it, okay, if it was €5 a quarter to €6 a month, that sounds pretty horrendous, doesn't it?
Yes.
€5 a quarter in fees,
yes.
€20 a year, €6 a month. €72
yes,
a year. So
yes.
It seems like an absolutely savage increase. And when you read it first, you think, oh, well, that's just appalling. But the good news, if we, for want of a better word, is it's not as bad as it sounds.
Explain
because
yourself.
What Bank of Ireland has done is they've introduced this whole raft of changes to its banking services. And it's got rid of all of the individual transaction charges for personal account holders. That means, and it's replaced them with a single flat fee of €6 per month for maintaining their account. Now, that means there's no bank charges anymore for contactless payments or for ATM use or for online transactions or over-the-counter transactions or all of those really irritating charges that Bank of Ireland, like a lot of other banks, have rolled out over the last 10 or 15 years. And they've decided to do this because they want to make it more simple and easier for people to follow. Now, that's their line. And to be honest, I kind of buy it because they're competing against rivals that just did not exist in the financial space a decade ago. I mean, Bank of Ireland are no longer just competing with AIB and Ulster Bank and PTSB and all the rest. They're competing with the likes of Revolut and N26, these online virtual banks that are just gaining huge traction, particularly amongst a younger audience.
But they're so convenient.
Well, listen, like I mean, I have my
13-year-old daughter on Revolut.
So do I.
And so
I,
convenient.
And I mean, and I have the Revolut card as well. And one of the reasons, you know, and like, initially when I was signing up I was like, oh, this is very dodgy, I'm not going to use this. But I signed up to the Revolut card, and I shouldn't be saying this because it goes against what people might think I am. So I was like, oh, it's free if you just have it as a virtual product. But I said, oh no, I want the card as well, just in case I need to use the card. So I have the Revolut card as well, and I think I pay something like $6.99 a month for the privilege of having the piece of plastic that I can also use as well as so any of the virtual transactions,
okay.
Which makes it kind of the same price.
Same price, yeah.
As the Bank of Ireland charge. So
you have unlimited transactions for that $6.99.
Yeah, like certainly I've never reached any kind of ceiling. I've never incurred any kind of charges.
Okay.
So what something else that irritated some people about the Bank of Ireland move is they used to have this situation in place whereby if you had a personal bank account and you had a minimum balance of €3,000 in it, you wouldn't get paid any fees.
Like, and everybody was asking who has
£3,000 to lodge. The stupidest place to put it is in your current account where you attract zero interest. Now, the reason why the bank wants to, why all the banks want to up their charges is because they're not getting any money from people who have money on deposit, because, you know, there's no value in that. So that's what's happening. The bank will continue to offer the free banking for seniors, for students and for graduates. But the key thing is how many people will lose out versus how many people will benefit from the changes. Now, the reality is that if you use your bank account a lot, and if you have a lot of ATM transactions, and if you have a lot of over-the-counter transactions or contactless or whatever,
you're going to benefit
yes. more. And they reckon that
you'll save money.
They reckon around 60% of Bank of Ireland's customers will be slightly better off,
okay,
and around 40% will be slightly worse off. And we're really not talking about huge amounts of cash. We're talking about, you know, maybe having to pay 90 euros versus 72
euros. Should understand that this is a flat fee.
It is, but it's so. But there's another issue which is going to happen, and all of the banks are looking to the central bank to be allowed to increase their charges without having to get the green light from the central bank. And there would be a fear that if the banks can act, if the banks can increase their charges whenever they want, there would be a fear that there would be a race to the top in terms of charges, and the banks would start increasing their charges over and over again. And ultimately, it's the consumers that can pay the price. And the reason why this would be a fear is the banks kind of know that they can do whatever they want and we'll stick with them, because the rate of switching between bank accounts is absolutely minuscule. Like, you're talking about less than 2% of people would routinely switch to their bank
accounts. We've discussed this before, because people see it as hassle.
And they do see it as hassle. But the reality is, it's not as much hassle as people think it is, but it is a little bit of hassle. And I'll hold my hand up and say the reason why I am with my current bank is because when I was a student more than 30 years ago, they were the ones that gave me a 10 euro overdraft, whereas the other bank wouldn't give me the 10 euro overdraft. And that's what, and then, so then I went to this bank, and then you're thinking, oh, do I want to switch? So again, you know, even though it's not as difficult as people, so even though it's not as hard as people think, it's still a hassle.
But you're saying that the other banks are going to follow suit
on
this.
I think all of the banks will start changing the ways in which they charge. First, they'll probably look, because like AIB, Ulster Bank, all the other banks have varying types of fees, but they all still have the per transaction fees. I think Bank of Ireland may have been the first mover here in introducing the flat transaction the flat fee, but I think that'll all happen. And I think people do need to keep an eye out for the banks that start upping their charges, and people do need to be more proactive if there is substantial increases. The only way you put manners on any company is by taking your business elsewhere.
Yeah, now, just on Revolut, and what's the name of the other service?
N26, so there are two virtual banks.
So back in the day when you got your £10, it would have been £10 overdraft from your current bank, you stayed with them.
Yeah.
You got a mortgage from them.
So they, I did, funnily enough.
Yes, yeah. So they knew you. You had a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, Revolut don't provide mortgages.
But you know what we've all found over the last 10 or 15 years is that the relationship you have with your bank is absolutely worthless. And I mean that across all banks.
I'm laughing because you're right.
Because not only did they screw the country to the tune of like 60 billion euro, they also have moved an awful... Now, again, this is not about individuals in banks, because they're doing a great job in many respects. But an awful lot of what the banks did was they centralised everything up in Dublin. You know, obviously that's where it was. That's where all their headquarters are. And that kind of fracture to the relationship that existed between bank managers, assistant bank managers, and the individual customers that they had. Because bank managers could, you know, they had a relationship. They were part of the community.
And they had discretion.
And they were part of the community. Yes. They were embedded in the community. There was branches around the country. Everyone was kind of, and they were kind of looking out for you. Like, the reason why my bank gave me the 10 euro overdraft was because I probably needed it to buy cider or something. and they were looking out for me in that respect. But you know what I mean. They had individual discretion to make decisions.
The new young pope from down the road, and they knew that
he was good for the tenor.
Yeah, that's.
And you know what? They've made so much cash for me over the last 40 years that they were probably right.
Yeah, and that's a bit sad though. And that's, the banks aren't the only institutions that are guilty of that. Right across the board, things have gone computerized. There's less flexibility, less one-on-one, less, you know, interaction.
And you know, that human interaction is something that I think ultimately we will miss. Now, having said that, and I think this is, sometimes when I hear about people, about branches closing and people missing out on the interaction, I hate going into my bank. Like, I hate it. The queues, I've never thought to myself, do you know what I'd love today? I'd love to go into my branch and have a chat. So I don't miss that, and I'm happy to do virtually everything virtually. But there are some people who miss those kind of human interactions with their banks.
Before I let you go, pricewatch.rt.ie, you mentioned William Shatner. You said one song.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
I said this one.
She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people.
There are people who think that's the best ever. That's.
I think when Jarvis Cocker does it, it sounds cool.
Yes.
When William Shatner does it, it sounds kind of creepy.
People like you. Well, what else could I do?
Production's great. That's all I can say. And William Shatner's good at the old irony, isn't he?
And do you know what? He doesn't take himself too seriously. I think that's a really good trait for anybody to have.
Pricewatch at rte.ie, and we'll talk to Connor next week. Thanks very much, Connor.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Mind yourself.